2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
We could be seeing the end of extreme temperatures in triple digits for the state, at least as more precipitation moves in for the next 10 days. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, California is mandating COVID tests or vaccines for state workers. New York City announced a similar mandate for city workers as well. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
Still a very rough ride on the 21st South Freeway this afternoon. We had an earlier crash with injuries and vehicle fires in Magna. 7200 West had closed both directions of the 201. If you're headed westbound right now, you will see delays backing shortly after Bankater Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Smoky skies continue in the north, but storms are coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now, 99 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. More employers are taking a major step to slow the spread of the COVID-19 Delta variant. That includes a federal agency.
The Department of Veterans Affairs will require COVID-19 vaccinations for all of its healthcare personnel who work in or visit VA facilities or provide direct care to those the VA serves. This is the first federal agency to mandate some of its employees get vaccinated. President Biden in the Oval Office Monday.
Veteran Affairs is going to, in fact, require that all docs working in and facilities are going to have to be vaccinated.
VA Secretary Dennis McDonough said in a statement this will be mandated because, quote, it's the best way to keep veterans safe. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A select House committee which will look into the January 6th attack on the Capitol will convene tomorrow. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger is one of just two Republicans on the committee who was asked to join by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We will go where the facts lead us. We're going to get answers that we need to get. Because the American people deserve the truth. Then they can decide from there what to think.
But some Republicans have suggested that Kinzinger and Wyoming's Liz Cheney, the other Republican on the committee, be stripped of their committee assignments. President Biden, meeting today with the Iraqi prime minister, says the U.S. mission in Iraq will be for training and assistance to Iraqi forces, not combat by the end of the year.
They haven't been actively involved in ground combat for some time. They're generally confined to their bases. 2,500 in a country the size of Iraq doesn't really constitute very much. However, their presence is used by the pro-Iranian militias as a stick, if you like, to try and beat the Iraqi Prime Minister Khatami. So a lot of this is about the militias trying to recast themselves as the resistance.
ABC senior foreign correspondent Ian Pannell. It was a big day for the big board. The Dow and the Nasdaq closed at record highs. You're listening to ABC News.
And time now for the KSL In-Depth. Eight people are dead after a dust storm near Kanosh caused a 22-car pileup yesterday. Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden says sandstorms or dust storms require extra caution.
Well, the biggest thing is to slow down. Speed is going to be one of the biggest problems. If you're going into it at a high rate of speed, if you spot a road hazard, you won't have the time to react to that. So we ask that you slow down and only be able to operate your vehicle at a safe speed that you can maneuver around a potential hazard. If necessary, and you can see it coming, and it may be necessary for you to exit the freeway and wait out the situation for it to pass. If you find yourself caught into that situation, we don't want you stopping in the middle of the roadway. That's a very dangerous area, and even the shoulder of the road can be a dangerous area, but to get out of the travel path as much as possible so that you don't get hit by cars coming up behind you.
Now, if you do get stuck in a dust storm, don't use your high beams if you keep your lights on. And your lights should stay on until you are far away from the road. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Emergency traffic sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, a KSL traffic trooper saying eastbound traffic on the 201 is getting by now at 7200 West in Magna. But it looks like westbound still may be affected on the 201 at 7200 West in Magna due to this earlier crash and vehicle fire. And we do have backups on the 201 from Bangor over to 5600 West, where you could take 5600 West up to I-80 and make your way over to Tooele County. If you're trying to get into Magna itself, you may want to just consider using 3500 South. Heavy and slow traffic southbound on I-15 between 5300 South and 90th. And we've had a small accident on I-80 near State Street, but out of traffic on the shoulder. Len?
Also, it looks like we have a crash westbound I-80 a mile east of Saltaire. Minor delays, if any, in the area. If you're making your way down over the point of the mountain, it's a pretty good drive right now. A little bit of slowing as you get to Pioneer Trot. Otherwise, you're in good shape down Spanish Fork and over near Park City, Kimber Junction. Still showing some slowing in SR-224 as you make your way toward the downtown area. Steve?
And northbound 15 looking good from downtown Salt Lake City, but Davis County, different story. Got slowdowns there at the Kaysville Ponds up to the Layton Hills Mall in spots. If you're on northbound 89, seeing big backups building right now. The KSL traffic trooper says that's possibly due to a rollover wreck. Expect those delays between Antelope Drive and Cherry Lane. Escape into the music with Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival going on now through August the 7th in Park City. Tickets available at deervalleymusicfestival.org. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at your 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, southern Utah getting pounded with heavy rain, flooding conditions 1 to 2 inches from St. George up through Cedar City. Tonight, along the Wasatch Front, will be in the 70s, partly cloudy, still smoky, with a slight chance of some thunderstorms in the afternoon and a high of 96. But as we head through the rest of the week, an increasing chance of those storms, temperatures drop to the mid-90s, and by Friday, Saturday, Sunday, widespread storms over northern Utah with highs only in the upper 80s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Partly cloudy, smoky, and 99 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, it was a record-breaking day on Wall Street. We'll give you a complete update of your money news coming up next.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate.
Happy birthday.
Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right. Just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
See the world premiere of 1820 the Musical. Live on stage August 6th. Susan Easton Black calls it a fresh look at the prophetic role of Joseph Smith. Call Covey Center for the Arts today.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When you're unemployed, it can seem like there's no way out. But with the right tools, suddenly it all just clicks. Develop new skills and find your path to a new career at findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
Ah. Psst,
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
This forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 425. We are watching Utah's money. Swedes can get some cash for getting vaccinated. Researchers in Sweden are looking to see if incentives will compel people to get their shot. People in the study will get $23 after they are fully vaccinated. KSL drives, KSL flies. Blue Origin's founder Jeff Bezos is offering NASA $2 billion for the Moonlander project. The move would put the company in competition with the $2.9 billion contract that NASA already has with SpaceX. After a 20-day strike, workers at Frito-Lay's factory in Kansas will be guaranteed one day off per week. More than 500 workers were protesting the forced overtime and 84-hour work weeks. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 82 points. It ended the day at 35,144. S&P was up 10 points, and the NASDAQ also up by 3 points. It's officially official. The Great Salt Lake is at its lowest ever level. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the southern tip of the Great Salt Lake has recorded its lowest level on record. That record dates back to 1847. The previous record low was actually set in 1963. The USGS expects the level of the lake to continue to drop throughout the summer. The biggest cause is, of course, the current drought. Though the levels have been dropping for years, the highest recorded level was more than 20 feet higher than this week's new low. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.